The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
12th Man Foundation Summer Meeting in San Antonio, Texas at the JW Marriott. We are joined by members of the 12th Man Foundation, Brady Bullard, Brian Bishop, and Mike Smith. I hope everybody's having a good time here in San Antonio, Texas. How many times is this for the JW Marriott? Is this the second time for the summer meeting?
At least. Yeah. Great property.
Oh, this is a fantastic place. So enjoy coming here each summer. And, Brady, it's always kind of that – transition from one athletic season to another, but we were all excited that this athletic season got a little bit extended with that Texas A&M baseball run in Omaha.
Yeah, that, tell me we didn't all love that. Had the great fortune to be able to be in Omaha for all four of those games. Wow, what a first year for Coach Loshnego. I mean, we always want to win, but I don't think we expected Omaha. That was fantastic.
No doubt. And I'll turn to Brian Bishop here, who I've never had a serious conversation with, so I'm not sure how we're going to do this. But
you think you're going to have one now?
No. Exactly. Exactly. You got a son in the program, so you got a firsthand look at the Aggies this year. I mean, just how magical was that run that we're just coming off of, just days away from it?
Just – nothing you could have ever imagined, everything you could have hoped for your son. You know, obviously he wasn't a part of the travel squad, but, you know, from the time he reported July 1 of last year until today, has loved every bit of that experience. I mean, you do get a little bit of an insight to it, and I can tell you when everybody started showing up in August, you know, he'd come home for a meal every now and then, and he'd just talk about the camaraderie of the team and how close they got from the very beginning. And so you knew kind of going into the season, this was a very close team, and you heard people talk about it, and everything that was ever said about this team and the closeness of it was really, really true.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, is there an energy about Aggies coming to these proceedings here in San Antonio fresh off that Omaha run? Because Jim Schlossnagel, he was here last night.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's crazy. You know, I mean, the guy lands at 1 o'clock yesterday, and he's on a plane at 4 o'clock landing, and, you know, we're picking him up at the airport at 5, and, he's back today, with exit interviews on the kids and getting the recruiting trail started. You know, it seems like that guy doesn't stop right now. So it's pretty fun to see him, and, you know, this is just year one, and he's building a program, and it's really been cool to see, you know, our fans' reaction and how excited they are about where that program's headed.
Yeah, and, these meetings, one of the things that'll be a hot topic as we transition now is the Centennial campaign and what's going on there, and how much of a conversation is it with everybody now that you have so many Aggies here in San Antonio and you are still making the push, putting in the work when it comes to that Centennial campaign?
Yeah, Will, I think we would, you know, we'd be remiss if for your listeners that are listening that aren't here or don't know, you know, Mike, Brian, myself, Lauren's not with us. We represent the 12th Man Foundation. So we're fundraisers and we host this event. Our fiscal year ends on June 30th. We had our last board meeting this morning, reported to our board of trustees where we were on the Centennial campaign. We are trying to raise $120 million. We're at $93.9 million right now. July, to going back to your opening, you know, July is usually when we get a chance to take a breath. But, Will, I don't know how much breath I'm going to let myself or these guys take, because if you do that math, we've got about $25, $26 million to go. Plans are already set. I know you know it, but we will tell the listeners, the centennialcampaign.com. Go there, see it, see the projects. They should know we're doing work south of Kyle Field, a brand new indoor, a new academic center and wellness center for all student athletes. It's a beautiful campaign, and we've done really good so far, but we've got a lot of hard work to go, and looking forward to our donors helping us get to that finish line, just like Schlossnagel did.
Yeah. I thought Bishop could get to that in a week.
Maybe two.
I was busy in Omaha.
Yeah. But, I mean, working with these Aggies, you know, not just the ones that come to San Antonio, those that donate to help the Centennial campaign, those that donate to help with scholarships, funding athletics, I mean, is it nice to kind of be around such great Aggies that are so generous when it comes to these programs and wanting to better the lives of student-athletes each and every day?
I mean, it's truly amazing. You know, I did it on the academic side for nearly 15 years, and you come to athletics about 3 years ago. And I think the passion here just runs so much deeper. I mean, everybody wants a winner, right? And to stay ahead in the process with facilities, the recruiting and everything that goes into it, it takes money to do those things. And just time, you know, in my three short years here, just time and time again, the way people step up and support the facilities, the coaches, the scholarships, it's truly amazing. When people say, you know, Aggie donors are the best in the country, best in the world, they truly, truly are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just going off of that, I mean, you know, I've worked at several different schools, and, you know, the generosity of our donors here is unlike anything I've ever seen. I mean, it's truly amazing and astounding at how generous each and every one of our donors are. I mean, it seems like they just answer the call time and time again.
Mm-hmm. Will, you want to talk about passion? We had the welcome reception last night. Aggie's down here at this bar to my left, and, mm-hmm. you know, we're having a good time and camaraderie.
Aggies do that.
Mm-hmm. And some poor soul identified as a fan of that other university Austin, and I don't know how he got out alive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're just a few days away, but the Longhorn baseball team didn't get out alive, you know, against ours on Sunday up there in Omaha. But before you guys go, just each of you, also, I think what's so great about the summer meeting each year is the student-athlete interaction. You bring a bunch of them here. A lot of football guys will be here. We saw a bunch last night on day one of the summer meeting. To see those guys and gals interact with, one, there's children here too, the kids of a lot of people, with the kids, with the donors, it kind of makes you realize who you're supporting there with some great young men and women here that are so generous with their time to come here and interact.
Yeah, these guys can say, but I'll speak for all of us when we know this. Bishop, myself, even Mike, we've been doing the fundraising thing for a really, really long time, and we try to give our donors, the greatest donors in the world, the most intimate athletic experiences we can, and we always come up with creative ideas. But the number one thing is the student athlete and the students of Texas A&M. If you put those and our donors together, it's a winner. It is a grand slam every time, hands down.
Kind of a heartwarming thing to see it all. All the interaction that happens.
I mean, at the end of the day, this is what it's all about. It's, mm-hmm. I mean, that's why they give. They give to those young men and women to help them succeed in the classroom, on the field, and everywhere else around campus. And to see it come together, you wish you could do it more. But that's when you just kind of separate yourself from your donors and let them go have the experience with the student athletes.
Mm-hmm. Is that kind of a highlight of it for you, Mike, just to see?
Absolutely. I think the best weapon in the fundraising arsenal is these student-athletes, mm-hmm. because their stories are, you know, they're so unique, and I think that's what draws people, you know, back to A&M so much is, you know, opportunities to interact with the kids and student-athletes, and they're truly, truly amazing kids.
Well, we had a meeting this morning quickly on this one, this point of student-athletes, and let's make it personal. Henry Coleman is here from our men's basketball team, and the commissioner of the SEC, Greg Sankey, is here. And he did a report prior to our board meeting, and he was talking about the commissioner's meetings and all those meetings we've been going over the summer. And Henry Coleman was one of the kids that was there, and Sankey went on about how unbelievable that young man is for 5 minutes. And he talked about, I know A&M is doing something right. We have student athletes similar to that at a lot of universities, but when you see that, that makes you feel good.
Yeah, I came from Duke and just embraced A&M immediately. Yeah, he's a fun one to be around, no doubt.
Well, and I would hope Henry wouldn't mind me saying this, but Greg relayed to him that if you ask Henry the experience from Duke to here, I mean, he expresses pointed difference in the experience he's having at Texas A&M University.
I can understand that, yeah, no doubt. All right, everybody, to the pool. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Who's with me?
Last one in.
Don't forget the sunscreen.
Thank you, Will.
All right, fellas, enjoy the week.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.